Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
If you got to wear a mask around your mouth in jail because you're eating too many people, Gus ran a chicken shop. At the end of the day, at least Gus had a day job serving the people fried chicken. He would have been putting human morsels in there if you're Hannibal. Also, the name. Like, if you're just like, hey, who would you rather be more scared of, Hannibal Lecter or Gus Fringe? I'd be like, oh, I'll pick Gus, I guess. So I'm going to say Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 185. Today we are doing an episode of Who is the Best Fictional Villains? And we talked about this a little bit in our chat, at least me and Tommy and KB. We were like, should we include non-fictional villains and trying to get like some people on here? But then it kind of devolves into like Hitler talk too quickly. So like you kind of want to avoid that usually at all costs. So we're going to do fictional villains. And we have a lighter crew today just because a lot of shit going on. We got half the production crew for all of our offices are at the Internet Invitational. The other half are doing Barcelona After Dark stuff. Nick is doing something with Rudy right now. So we do have a crew of Clem, who just joined us for the Marvel vs. DC bracket. And was thank you very much for joining that one. That was a fun one. That was a full nerd fest.
I was straight in comic book. I was like, oh, we're running it back with the villains now. Nope, this is all villains now. So
yeah,
get a little more fun. This that was great too, though. A lot of nerdy talk on that one for Bill Dedham and Melissa.
Yeah, and then we also have Donnie joining in for us as well. Donnie, well traveled in the movie world as well. You ask me about movie stuff all the time.
For sure, I definitely have a nerdy streak too. Like I know my superheroes. I'm not really like a big, I wouldn't say Marvel or DC. I love it all. And I never got into comics as a kid, but I still like go to every superhero's Wikipedia page and read the entire thing. So I got a good grasp.
Yeah. And then obviously Tommy back from Jersey Shore this week, looking well rested and good to go.
Yeah. Feeling good. A little bit tired from drinking for like 96 straight hours, but ready to roll.
And you avoided being the villain at the Jersey Shore house, which I believe now that
quite the contrary, America's sweetheart, some are saying, until Travis Kelce swooped in this morning, that bastard.
Before we get to all that, let's talk about Game Time. We were just discussing before this, what game are we going to use for this? And we considered maybe Mets, maybe Yankees. Both of our teams fucking suck right now. So we didn't want to use me or Clem's or Tommy's teams as well. Instead, I went and looked at a Cubs game. You can go to the Cubs at Blue Jays tomorrow. Section 134, row 21. I'm looking at it right now. You're looking right down the third baseline. Looks absolutely stunning. I don't know if you get. Let's see if I can show you guys that view, or if it's going to like. I hate it. That's one thing I don't like. I wish I could fix that. Where like it does like the it turns with your view, which like it's great when you're doing this, but then when I want to do this and try and show it to you, not as great. But yeah, you can get this view right down the third baseline. Amazing seat, $175, including fees, which is incredible. But that's where they always get you. In the other apps, they get you with the fees. So $175, it's amazing. There's nothing like getting to a baseball game, especially last minute. Lucky for me, I always use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the app actually go down closer you get to showtime. We're looking for those tickets. And look at that. All it took was like two clicks, get to that Cubs game, $175, done. You can put those savings back in your pocket and spend them at the ballpark on a hot dog, a new hat, or some good old-fashioned Cracker Jacks. Or if you're going to a Colts game, you can get that pretzel that looks like a giant pile of shit. I don't know if you guys saw that on the airwaves this morning.
No.
That's their newest concession is it's a pretzel that's shaped like the Colt horseshoe. And it just looks like a literal pile of shit, like a literal pile of poop.
The poop emoji.
Yeah. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. That's right. All right, so again, fictional villains here, no real ones. You're not going to find any Hitlers or Mussolinis or Stalins or whatever. You're going to find all mostly fictional things. It's much more fun to talk about, I think, generally speaking. And that is something someone suggested multiple times, like who's the worst dictator? Like they want that us to debate that on the bracket. I don't know how fun that would be. Which dictator would you want to serve the most? That was one someone suggested once too. That's maybe an interesting off-camera discussion, not one you want to have on
For a beer. Serve them.
Which one would you more want?
Like in a dance battle?
I think mostly more like the servitude type.
Lawsuit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just eliminate the R word the rest of the time. We already got that in the beginning of the program. Like, yeah, that one's gone as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any of those in this list as well. Although, which fictional dictator would you want to serve would be an interesting discussion. Like Palpatine, Vader thing, but I don't know. We can get to that. Anyway, first up, we have the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 12 seed, you know, we had Clem on here. So every time we have Clem on here, he seems to finally weasel some sort of diehard end here somewhere. So we got Hans Gruber. Hans Gruber, played by the late great Alan Rickman, fantastic villain. Was he East German? I forget.
They say the East German all stars. I don't know his exact lineage, but yeah, sure. Let's just roll with East German. I think that.
And since we did the last podcast on like best action heroes, and I hadn't seen a lot of them, I watched John Wick, watched Die Hard, loved it, so I can now contribute to the Hans Gruber.
There we go.
Let's go.
Amazing. So Hans Gruber, who's a terrorist, East German terrorist, also, were they trying to? They were trying to blow it up. They weren't trying to rob it, right?
He was a bank robber disguised as a terrorist because he's a fucking genius. And they thought everyone would be dead in the rubble from the double cross. And then they'd be on the beach earning 20%, which is why he has levels. And he should be the 1, 2 seed, the 1 and the 2 seed, not the 12 seed. What are we doing here?
12 seed Hans Gruber is going up against number 5 seed. Another one of a guy who I'd assume is one of your boys, Magneto, Clem.
I have my Hans Gruber Funko Pop up there. I got my Magneto helmet here. These are two of my submissions going head to head, and layered character as well. A lot of like, you want to talk like fucked up real world shit. Magneto's based on a lot of that stuff and kind of the pros and cons he has and the whole thing with like humanity versus mutants. And Magneto was right is a big thing that they have. Right. So yeah, this one's there's a lot of sticky shit in there as well.
Do you guys know Magneto as well? Like Tommy, Donnie?
For sure. So I know he was like a Holocaust survivor, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. And then so that made him lose faith in humanity, and like he's like, whatever, fuck these guys, they're gonna do to mutants the same things the Germans tried to do to Jews, I guess.
Yes. Very much so, yep.
Exactly. Okay. So he only trusts his own tribe, so to speak, the mutants. Magneto, who is a pretty good evil genius throughout the X-Men movies, and he goes back and forth, like unlike Hans Gruber, like you do get to see him kind of flip to like, you know, good Magneto. So Magneto, played by Ian McKellen, and also from Michael Fassbender, two great actors, going up against Hans Gruber, played by Alan Rickman. Let's start with you, Clem, actually, just because I know you know both of them.
So Magneto, I wonder, does that hurt him if he has a little bit of hero? Like, you can also make the case that he's always right. And like, because Professor X is kind of the see the good in people, we could do this together, brotherhood. He's like Martin Luther King, where Magneto's more like Malcolm X, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, fuck these guys. And again, you lived through the Holocaust. I imagine you could have a little bit of like, well, let's not give the bad guys a second chance or the people persecuting us. However, it's kind of like the Die Hard movie. If I'm on here and Die Hard's an option, I'm voting Die Hard. If John McClane's an option, I'm voting John McClane. And I'm just voting Hans Gruber because of all the reasons I just mentioned. The plan is flawless. The only way this plan could blow up in his face, which it did, is by having just a fucking New York cop who just is fucking tough as nails, gritty, whatever you want to call it, witty as well, and he somehow foiled the plan. Any other time, that plan works to perfection, and they are absolutely loaded on the beach, living their life. So Hans Gruber, I feel like he was the first villain I saw that had, like, brains. It wasn't just, like, smash and grab, kind of like 80 villain, you know, Ivan Drago style.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say he wasn't a Drago, like, not like a big, like, you know, scary, physically going to pound you into the dirt. He was going to outsmart you. Which is very interesting. Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, from what I'm hearing, Magneto seems maybe a little misunderstood. I think you survive the Holocaust, you get a bit of a leash. You get a bit of a leash to you know, maybe not be the greatest guy for a while. I think that's fair. If we're talking just true blue villain, Hans Gruber, yeah, was just wanted money. Like, you know, went had an elaborate plan, kind of mastermind. It was unfortunate for him that one of the greatest heroes of all time was there. So I'll say Hans Gruber, better villain.
Between these two, I think I would have to go for Gruber as well, just because kind of what you were talking about. Like, Magneto is more known, I would say, as a villain, but Gruber is more evil, and that's more villainous than, I would say, Magneto. Magneto, he has, like, a misunderstood intention. Like, he runs parallel to Professor X, and it, sometimes he is on the good side. So I'll go with Gruber. Three for Gruber. What do you think, Donnie?
Yeah, like, I agree with you. Magneto is more iconic. He's in cartoons, comic books, movies. He's been recast multiple times, but there's only been one Hans Gruber, and I don't think they would ever try to recast Hans Gruber, right?
Don't even say that out loud. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, like, God.
That would not go over well. So I think that kind of makes him stand out a little more and just makes, like, you know, so yeah, I'll give the hat tip to Gruber.
Donnie's going to roll with Gruber. How about you, KB?
Yeah, give me Gruber. That voice, the suit, those eyes. And he wasn't evil for evil's sake. He had one plan, and it's very relatable to get a shit ton of money. Every person he pained was a part of that plan. And Magneto, he's a mutant, right?
He is.
Yep.
So he's kind of biologically a villain already, which is, I don't think that's fair. So give me Gruber.
Gruber, clean sweep from the 12 seed. What do you think about that, Clem?
I think it's probably fair. I hope there's many more to come. Mm-hmm. And a little fun fact for those that don't know, I believe Hans Gruber was Alan Rickman's first role on the big screen. They found him as like a stage actor. And they were like, this guy kind of has the sound and the look, and he fucking crushed it.
And he was a fucking, and then he got a bunch of roles after that too. He got Robin Hood.
He's Sheriff of Nottingham, and then he's also Snape. I didn't watch the Harry Potters, but like when he died, everyone's like, oh my God, Snape. And I'm like, the fuck are you guys? That's Hans Gruber who just died. Obviously, I'm old, so that's where my head went.
So Gruber, clean sweep, going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is, and I'll show pictures actually of him, because this one where I don't know if it'll totally resonate, because it's Anton Chigurh, who I don't know if. It might not totally resonate. Does this guy look familiar to any of you?
What, Anton Chigurh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the bad guy from No Country for Old Men.
Yes, with the cattle gun, all that fun stuff. But yeah, I mean, he's one of the all-time, at least in my opinion, great. That's my favorite movie ever. So like, I think he's one of the great all-time villains. Just scary. Like, he's almost weirdly similar to the guy he's going up against in this. But he's like, he's unstoppable force. That is just a freak and just killing people in the most insane ways. And I find him fascinating as a character. And the fact that he has this goofy ass haircut just makes him so like weirdly disarming. So like I loved him. I had to put him up high. He's going up against the number 13 seed, which is the T-1000. Do we know the T-1000?
Is that Terminator, I assume?
That is the liquid Terminator played by Robert Patrick, which is, I wonder if I'll look him up too, just for the sake of it. But he is very similar. That's what I mean to Anton Chigurh, where it's like the second he gets something in his sights, like he chases it forever and will never stop, which I find terrifying. So, yeah. So he took the form of a cop too. Shotguns without blinking. He could turn his arms into anything he wanted. Like you see it there, turning into like fucking sword hands, like you could do anything with them. Horrifying, great performance too by Robert Patrick. So the T-1000 up against Anton Chigurh. So let's start out with you this time, KB.
Yeah, Anton Chigurh. I think he's the best. I mean, I haven't seen enough movies to truly measure, but he's the best villain of all time. He doesn't need scissor hands or what is it, or shotgun arms. I think just the sight of him, he taught me how to fear men. He taught me how to truly tremble. The scariest movie character, most haunting, that's just one human man of all time. So I'm going to go him.
I love that. I wouldn't have pictured you have watched this, actually. No Country for Old Men. I'm glad you did.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Hell yeah. That rocks.
That was the same year as There Will Be Blood.
Correct.
Yes, Dave, it was.
Which one ended up winning? The Oscar,
No Country for Old Men.
What a battle!
Yeah. There Will Be Blood, another great villain. I always
confuse those two. Yeah. I watched No Country for Old Men, didn't see There Will Be Blood, but in my head, they were always the same movie.
They filmed near each other. I believe they had to stop shooting No Country because they were making a lot of noise on the set of There Will Be Blood, because like they're filming like not in the studio, like out in Texas or some shit. Like they were filming close by, which is crazy.
Who's the actor? What's his name that played Sugar?
Javier Bardem.
Bardem. Yeah. And he won the Oscar, I'm assuming, right?
I think so.
I'm supporting actor. He had to have.
Apparently,
what a performance!
It was one of his first English speaking roles, and so like he was not fluent at all, and like couldn't say certain words. But I think that made him sound cooler in the movie. How he likes
everything he did was perfect. Yeah,
yeah.
He won. I happened to have his IMDb page open because I was like, what does this guy look like? Because he doesn't really look like the haircut throws him completely off, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what else is this guy in? Because I've heard the name a lot. I don't know a lot of his stuff. But yeah, he won it, I think, very deservingly.
He was in like Skyfall. He was in like Skyfall, a couple other bigger roles, I would say. He's just in F1 too. I don't know if you'd seen that. But yeah, so that is one vote for Anton. What about you, Donnie?
I mean, once again, it's like the supernatural versus just a regular dude. Not a regular dude, but versus a flesh and blood human. I think as an adult, you know, Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men, he gives me the creeps a lot more than the dude from Terminator. I loved the Terminator movie when I saw it, and he freaked the hell out of me. But as an adult now, I got to go with Bardem. He definitely was a lot more unsettling.
I think between these two, I would go with you guys as well. Because again, it's my favorite movie. I think he was a fantastic villain. So there's something more villainous about him doing that and being like, that could be a real guy. You know what I mean? Like as weird as he is, that could be a real thing. Like obviously T-1000 isn't. So I do think that makes him a little bit more scary, at least to me.
And he would always flip a coin, right?
Yeah, that was
before he killed someone.
Best scene, yeah.
Very similar to Two-Face in Batman.
Yeah, very similar. So three votes right now for Anton. Tommy?
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. To me, a big differentiator is going to be what's more realistic. Like, what could actually happen? Terminator, whatever the fuck he is. I mean, I guess with AI maybe, but Javier Bardem or Anton Chigurh, like just a true, to be that scary with that build and that haircut takes a truly impressive amount of villain in you. So I'm going with him.
Clem?
So I'll give the Terminator so he doesn't get swept because this is the reason. Again, one of the older people on the panel, probably the oldest again. I remember when this movie hit, and it was fucking huge. And the Anton Chigurh, the fact that there are people like him in this world is very unsettling to think. Like, if I just happen to make the wrong turn at the wrong time, I could encounter this person, right? So it's horrifying. The T-1000, though, is it T-1000? I forget, I always get the numbers confused. The fact he could just, like, I remember when he puts the sword through the mom's, like, throat and the milk is just pouring out, that haunted me. Ooh. And it's like, oh, and like a guy like Anton Chigurh, he's real, it's scary. This guy could change to whatever he wants. He could look like your mom because he sounds like the mom on the phone, right? When she's talking and trying to, like, trap John Connor or whatever it is. So then I was like, fuck, you can't trust anyone in this world. And he would, like you said, he always was running, like, always moving was so haunting. And then also, like, the fucking Wayne's World appearance was an incredible fucking cameo out of nowhere. So I'll go with the Terminator just to, like, put some respect on his name.
You know, it was a funny scene in T2, which I watched recently. He basically takes the form of a cop and goes after John Connor, which is a kid. He goes to the step parents' house and he's like, hey, I'm looking for your son. And like, oh, did you do anything wrong? I'm like, no. And he's like, well, do you have a picture of him? And like, yeah, this is what he looks like. And he's like, all right, I'm going to keep this. And they're like, okay. Like, you would just give this man a picture of your 10-year-old boy to take home with him. Like, it's just, I don't know, found it very odd. And that means Anton is going to move by. But I do appreciate the dissenting vote because T-1000 is just...
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Horrifying. just a very scary guy. So now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is one of the all-time great and most notable, I would say, horror villains in Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter, man, played by the great Anthony Hopkins and also Mads Mikkelsen, I guess, too, in the series. But like, Hannibal Lecter is just one of the all-time freak show villains. This absolutely horrifying manifestation of evil guys. Eats people. He fucking eats people. Like, that's, you don't get much more.
As bad as it gets.
It's about as bad as it fucking gets. Sorry, Armie Hammer. It's, and he's going up against the number 8 seed, which is, I would say, you could argue he is the greatest TV villain, which is Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad. Ooh. One of the all-time great, great, great TV characters, but also just bad guys in general. Played great by, is it Giancarlo Esposito, right? Yeah. So Gustavo Fring versus Hannibal Lecter. Starting out with you this time, Clem.
This is tricky. So I think I've seen part bits and like, I never saw Silence of the Lambs from beginning to end because when it came out, I was too scared to watch. I'm still pretty scared to watch horror movies, I'll be honest with you guys. But I respect the shit out of Hannibal Lecter. I love Breaking Bad. Gus Fring is awesome. Obviously, the death scene is maybe one in terms of TV history. And he just, like, every time Walter thought he had an out, it was blocked off by Gus. And you think Walter's fucked, like, 100 different times. I was actually, when we had to submit villains, I'm like, do I submit Walter White and Tony Soprano? Because they are, like,
well, yeah, I feel like he's the bigger villain.
Yeah. Walter White is killing a lot more people when it's all said and done. He's the one making all this shit for Gus. So I guess because of that. And also, I think I'm going to vote for Hannibal because you guys said it. Two words. Eats people. Gus Fring doesn't eat people. So if it's like 50-50, why do we fear Jaws? Because he ate people. So does Gus. So does Hannibal Lecter. So I'll go Hannibal Lecter.
One vote for Hannibal Lecter, Tommy.
I agree. It's tough. Both great performances. I've seen both. Signs of the Lambs, I saw a few years ago. He's like in prison. He's got the mask around his. Yeah, I mean, if you got to wear a mask around your mouth in jail because you're eating too many people, that's, I mean, you know, Gus ran a chicken shop. At the end of the day, at least Gus had a day job serving the people fried chicken. He, you know, he would have been putting human morsels in there if you're Hannibal Lecter. Also, the name. Like, if you're just like, hey, who would you rather be more scared of, Hannibal Lecter or Gus Fringe? I'd be like, oh, I'll take Gus, I guess. So I'm going to say Hannibal Lecter.
That movie fucked so many people named Hannibal over so badly. Like, you just became that guy. It's like,
are there that many Hannibals?
It used to be a cool name because, like, the A team. There's the A team leader's name is Hannibal.
Hannibal Burress.
Yeah.
He's a reverse.
It's a pocket.
Role. Yeah.
And shout out the original Hannibal, who was a Carthaginian general. Who,
correct.
And,
oh.
He crossed the Alps with a bunch of elephants and just unicorns. Like, yeah, just ran train on Rome for 15 years.
I got to get hip.
The memes of him are very funny, of the Punic Wars, because like Carthage would just keep invading Rome over and over again, and every time they thought they'd have him beat, Rome would just raise another like 100,000 person army, and then they would just keep beating them back until they eventually conquered Carthage. Just hilarious. But yeah, so I think between these two, it really does come down to the eating people thing, although I do think a part of the horrifying thing, the reality part of it, right, where Gus Fring, like when he puts on his normal face, like when you hear him like away from the chicken shop say, I'm going to kill your wife, I'm going to kill your son in front of you, I'm going to melt them and you're going to serve them your bones. Like, and then like you go to the chicken shop and he's like, hey, sir, how can I help you? Like, that to me is very freaky. But then also Hannibal Lecter feeds like Ray Liotta his own brain. Like, that's, it's tough to beat.
Yes. Fuck.
It's really fucking tough to beat. So I'll go with Hannibal Lecter. How about you, Donnie?
Yeah, he serves his brain with fava beans and a bottle of Chianti.
Yeah.
I think they didn't show enough footage of Hannibal eating people in those movies. I think they needed more shots of that. And in a few of them, isn't Hannibal kind of like an anti-hero because he helps that lady find Buffalo Bill?
Kind of,
like
that?
And then in that sequel, Red Dragon, I was more freaked out by, they have like a character who Hannibal had eaten his face or something in the past. So they just had this.
What's his name? Gary Oldman.
Yeah, who just had a super deformed face. Like, that dude stuck with me more than Hannibal. I mean, yeah, Hannibal all like that scene of him in the straitjacket, it's iconic. But I think I got to go with Gus Fring, just like, as you mentioned, how he could just flip on a, like, flip on a dime, go from this friendly chicken shop manager to then just the super evil criminal mastermind. So I'm going to go Gus Fring. Maybe if they had thrown more graphic shots at Hannibal eating people, I'd be going with him. But nope, it's Fring.
3-1 in favor of Lecter, KB.
I don't even know if I've ever seen Silence of the Lambs, but Hannibal Lecter is so culturally iconic. You know the name, the face, the quotes, like the fava beans. And he was so absurd that it almost became like people, it became like a joke. Like people, when people quoted him, it wasn't like, oh, he's so scary. It became like cartoonish almost. But I think you still have to go for him. They nailed the cannibal role, which I don't know if that's been done before or ever since, like a truly villainous cannibal on screen.
Was Dahmer a cannibal?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I guess Hannibal should win because, as you said, he, like, no one is naming their kids Hannibal for the rest of time. People are still naming their kids Gus.
I think Gus Fring is pretty perfect. Like he's, I prefer like this, the simplicity of the role. But I think like he's Anton Chigurh minus a little bit.
The one of the cool things about Hannibal 2 is, and not a lot, I don't know how many people had actually watched this show, but the Hannibal show with Mads Mikkelsen playing Hannibal was awesome, and it was way scarier than
Silence of the Lambs.
Like if you want to see people getting eaten, there's your shit. You're gonna see people getting
not the top of my list, but
that's like Mads Mikkelsen is like making, he's almost like doing like Chopped, like he's like doing making recipes, but everyone thinks he's just like a psychologist that's a really good chef. He's like, yeah, I have a recipe here with like this very interesting loin chop, and like he's feeding people these like body parts, but then like when they show like the flashback, they see him just chopping shit up. It's gross.
Are cannibals out here? I'm not talking about, like, I know like some tribes that are very remote. They probably practice.
Is that but... dude, General Butt Naked, that did that?
Right, oh, there? He was doing. Oh, he might be the worst guy of all time.
Yeah, he's up there. He was like eating little kids' hearts.
He was,
and shit.
Like, yeah, he was eating. Oh. He was doing everything on top of eating.
Yeah,
there was one dude who like had to get his arm amputated, and he knew it was going to happen, and he had them save it, and I think he then like served his arm to some of his friends.
Oh,
and they all knew what they were doing. He was like, all right, I'm going to have you guys over for dinner. We're going to eat my arm.
That's weird by everyone.
Yes. Yeah. They should. They
but, all, yeah. Should I mean, but it is, out. If it was not like from someone you had to kill, like, would you ever taste human flesh?
The dude asked this. Yeah. I don't know. America's Sweetheart. Would you ever?
I would have to know that it's really good.
It would have to be so good.
Like it would have to be unbelievable. Like it would have to be better than like a ribeye. Yeah. Like, if it tastes like, you know, ham, then no. You know, there's a scale. If it tastes like ham, not worth it. Not worth dealing with the fact that you ate human flesh. If we're talking, like, medium rare Wagyu, I might take a nibble.
I think I taste more like ham, so I hear.
And, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. We call those,
I can't believe I just Googled this. What does it taste like? It says pork. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
Similar to veal. Ooh.
Ooh, now veal. Now veal, we have another discussion. I do like a good veal chop.
Makes it a little bit different.
Let me just say this about Gus, too. I think if Gus, because Gus was a very vengeful man, right? A lot of these things are based on vendettas. I think he would have eaten a rival, little bit of him. Like, I don't think Gus, if Gus wanted to eat human flesh, he would have done it. And he might have done it. We just didn't see it on screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually good. I think he would definitely eat someone.
What would be like the demographics and body type of a person you would most want to eat?
It's got to be a man. I think for whatever reason, eating a woman is weirder.
Oh, but that meat's probably a little.
I think I'd want
like extra fat layers.
Like a 25-year-old swimmer.
That's all muscle, right?
Yeah.
Too muscular?
Maybe like Larry
they're not,
the Cable
they're
guy?
Not too
Larry the Cable.
Larry the Cable.
That's well-seasoned.
I think he would taste the best.
Yeah, of all humans. Maybe that's next week. What human would taste the best?
Guy Fieri probably up there. You need like a well-seasoned, like crispy guy. You know
but
what I mean?
You don't want him too old, right? Like, how does it work for animals?
But I mean, some, I feel like sometimes they say the older you get, the more tender the meat is. With like a cow, or is it the opposite?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's the opposite. Because like mutton is like an old lamb that they like people don't like to eat as much as a baby lamb. What about like, so I guess with pork, there's a type of pig in Spain. They only feed it acorns, I think, its whole life. And then like the
Iberico or whatever?
Yeah. I think Iberico ham, those pigs only eat acorns their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So like, would a vegan taste better than a carnivore?
Or maybe it's the opposite. You want like a guy that's only eaten, like you want that guy that's only eats Big Macs every day. Don Gorski, you ever hear
of
him?
No, dude. You
think
he's probably,
I think it's Larry the Cable Guy. I think Larry that's who you want to, yeah.
Bill Engvall's not making the list. There were,
yeah. I think it's actually pretty open and shut that it's Larry the Cable Guy.
maybe
you do not want someone who's only been eating like Big Macs, because then it's just like recycled Big Mac flesh. I don't know.
I think I'd want a Latino, and with all respect.
With all due respect.
Of course.
Obviously, yeah. Ooh, maybe like in like,
George Lopez.
Ooh, especially when he's the big head in their flashbacks.
You want someone who's the perfect amount of fat, like not like
too fat. Yeah.
Not
maybe like an Aleutian or like someone from like in the upper parts of Alaska where all they eat is like whale fat or whatever.
Yeah. That could translate.
I don't know. No. Yeah. Cause you don't want your meat too fatty. You want it well marbled.
I like the idea of going to a restaurant and the menu just got like Larry the Cable Guy, like George Lopez. Like, choosing who you're eating.
Yeah, discussion for another time. Hannibal Lecter is going to move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed chain game. We'll do this chain game first. First up, a funnier one, Shooter McGavin, who is just an ultimate hater. He's just an ultimate hater. Just fucking despises Happy Gilmore more than anything on earth and just hates his guts. Does everything he can to sabotage him. Biff Tannen from Back to the Future, another all-time great hater. Just like, when you're talking high school bullies, I think he's the quintessential. Like, he's the benchmark of a high school bully character, period.
Yeah.
King Joffrey from Game of Thrones. My reason for not including him in the actual ranking is, like, he's very incompetent at everything he does. He's not really villainous. He's just hateable, which I think is different. Is that fair?
I don't know. He's pretty bad.
He's bad, but he's more like a hateable, bratty kid than he is. Like, he does villainous stuff, no question. But like, there's, for example, if you think about it, there's another Game of Thrones character that's way more villainous that you might be seeing later on.
Ooh, very true.
Teaser.
Yeah. So,
I want to throw one out, but I actually don't know if it's already on your bracket. So I don't know if I should say it.
Hold on to it till we get to like the 15 seed, probably, just in case. Sauron also on there, but it was tough because like ultimate villain in Lord of the Rings, but like he's just, you don't see enough of him. Hans Landa, another one where I felt it was unfair to put Hans Landa higher up only because like Inglourious Basterds, great, he has one of the all-time great performances, but when you start out baseline you're a Nazi, like it's such a leg up versus everyone else, like villain wise I feel like it's unfair. Like, you had a huge handicap.
You compare him to the guy, you compare him to Hitler, and he's not a good villain in that case.
Yeah.
Unless he played Hitler in this movie.
He did not play Hitler. He played like Hitler's like number one, like undesirables hunter, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Palpatine also up there. Very villainous, I would say. And I would say, Clem, how do you feel about Palpatine, Emperor Palpatine?
I mean, when it comes down to it, Star Wars, it's called the Skywalker saga. It's the Palpatine saga. Like, it's all him. I mean, Vader's got, don't let Jane DeBeers hear this, Vader's done after episode 6.
Yeah.
Emperor's there all the fucking time. He returns. It makes no fucking sense, but he returns. So he is the guy of the Star Wars when it comes down to it for the those 9 movies.
Yeah. The Green Goblin, also great hater, all time hater. Just fucking couldn't get away from that mask.
Great.
And then lastly,
William Dafoe.
All timer. And then lastly, Reverse Flash, which no one here is going to know, but except for maybe Clem. But the Reverse Flash is one of the all-time great villains. He's Flash's villain, and like he has all the powers of the Flash, but he only cares about making the Flash's life miserable, and he does not care how he does it. Like, there is one movie they make for it where he basically, like, they can create alternate dimensions, the Flashes. He goes back in time and makes a new dimension where everyone hates the Flash. Like, he alters time and space just so that people will hate the Flash. That's how big of a hater he is. And his name is just Reverse Flash, which I find awesome.
That's like Rico and Nadu level hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if Rico could go back in time and like get him onboarded from that plane or something? Like, or oh, you would do it in an instant. So now I'll go through the list one more time. Shooter McGavin, Biff Tannen, King Joffrey, Sauron, Hans Landa, Palpatine, the Green Goblin, and Reverse Flash. Which one of these stuck out to the most to you, KB, as a 16 seed to go up against?
I can't speak on most of these dudes, but based on pure gut, I think it's Sheev is his name.
Sheev Palpatine.
Palpatine. I think, you know, he just kind of embodies evil. Just the look of him is stuck in my head. I've never even watched the series, but. So no, was he in practice one of the best villains? I don't know. Did he fulfill his master plan, or did
he sure did?
Yeah.
He took over the Empire. Mm-hmm. And also without him you don't have Darth Vader. So it's like yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, give me Palpatine, yeah.
One vote for Palpatine. Donnie.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Leaning Palpatine, but Joffrey probably got the most like visceral like hate from me, out of me. I didn't think I could like hate a little blonde boy, but he made it very easy to. So yeah, I guess I'll go Joffrey.
One vote for Joffrey. I think in this grouping, man, I fucking love Reverse Flash, but that's like just a waste of a vote. I think I'd go with Biff Tannen. I think Biff Tannen is he's not really like a villain, although he becomes a villain, I guess, in the second one. But like he is just one of the great bullies. He is like the bully to me. So I'll go with Biff Tannen. How about you, Tommy?
I got to go with the one that gave me the most visceral reaction was Joffrey. He just so hateable. I know was he perfect at being bad? No, but he did a lot of bad stuff. So I'm going King Joffrey. He's just, and I know I almost think the fact that he was a little boy made him even more hateable. Mm-hmm. Like if he was doing all that as an adult man, you know, maybe you tip your cap a little bit, but he was so awful as just a little grunt.
That's where I kind of split it, where I'm like, there's a difference between hateable and like villainous. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of very hateable characters, but like they're not necessarily as villainous as others. That's the only reason I bumped him down a little bit versus other guys, I'd say. But I don't hate your logic on it. So two for Joffrey, one for Biff Tannen, and one for Palpatine. Clem.
So I haven't seen the new Happy Gilmore because literally every person tells me it's either the best movie or the worst movie ever. I cannot fucking.
I'm in the same boat.
So you haven't seen it either because of that. No. So I don't know what Shooter does in two. He might do something so villainous he would be a lock. Did Reverse Flash name himself Reverse Flash? Because then that kind of goes up because like you name yourself Reverse, my biggest enemy. I kind of love that.
That's a good question.
I am into this dude.
I wish I knew a lot more about Reverse Flash.
Made a whole dimension and be like, this guy stinks. I like that a lot. But again, like if I don't know the villain, I can't put him on the best villains. I actually tried between Emperor. Well, I think I want to have one. I think the Emperor is like the guy, the straw that stirs the drink, but Vader is the dog off the leash that we all love if he makes it. Joffrey and Biff. And I think Biff, like, I agree with the Joffrey stuff. He's not like a great villain. He's not planning stuff out like a lot of these guys. He's just a boy, but that makes him so much more frustrating. It's like, you fucking asshole. You didn't have to do that. Whereas Biff's also like, we all probably went to school with a Biff and we probably hated the fuck out of him. So you can see that Biff like kind of stumbles into he's such an idiot. He doesn't even think of the betting thing on his own. Like the future has to like pound it into young him head, how to make the money in Back to the Future 2. So because of that, I'll go Joffrey. I mean, the kid had to retire from acting. People hated him so much.
Oh, really?
That's incredible. Yeah, he retired from acting. He just restarted, I believe, this year. But he retired for like the last, whatever, 10, 15 years, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because he was getting so much hate from people.
Incredible acting, Joe.
Did we all go to school with a Biff? Like a Biff? Because he's such a stereotypical bully.
I didn't really have there's no one name that comes to mind for me. It's like, oh, that was the high school's bully. Mm.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, for sure. I did. And my buddy goes, oh, yeah, he's Biff. And I was like, oh, fuck, he is. He's like the exact
Biff. Yeah. Like the big, like football jock, like shoving people in lockers type guy, or like.
Not as much. He's like a modern Biff. Because I think that was the 50s Biff. He was probably more of a 90s Biff I'm talking about here.
Gotcha. Okay. By the way, just to give you a little background on Reverse Flash, he is also known as Professor Zoom. Rocks. He's from the future, but he became obsessed with the idea of the Flash, and who was 400 years before him, and then that turned into jealousy and became obsessed with ruining the Flash lives upon learning that he was destined to become his greatest enemy, Reverse Flash. So he hates him, travels through time to torment his life.
He's obsessed with him.
Yeah, he just travels through time to constantly ruin the Flash's life.
That's what's that meme? Yeah, I'm obsessed with
him. That's kind of that's where it's like, oh, is he... Does he like him?
Yeah.
He's the Reverse Flash.
Does he crave him?
That's a good question. He's also, his real name is Eobard Thawne, which is strange.
Good name.
So how did Reverse Flash get his powers, though? Like,
I think he was so obsessed with the Flash that he tried to replicate his powers, and then he got them, but then just became obsessed with Flash, and then I got to do more research into it, honestly. But yeah, so shout out to Reverse Flash. So King Joffrey is going to go up against our number one seed. By far the most submitted thing, if you look at any of our replies, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. It's the Joker, baby. It's the motherfucking Joker, baby. I mean, he's got like 18 iterations, and every one of them are awesome. That's how good of a villain the Joker is.
Even Jared Leto?
Dude, as much as I hate Jared Leto in that fucking movie, and as much as I like all the behind the scenes stuff like that, he's not like the worst villain DC's ever thrown out. Like
he was just in a terrible movie.
Yeah, he was in a truly bad movie. Think about it that way. There's been a million different iterations of this character played by different people of different levels of talent, of like voice actors, like all this shit, and it's all banked. He's always been a good character, always been like the number one, not just superhero or Superman or whatever comic book villain, but also like movie villain. It's a fucking Oscar-winning role. Like, he's multiple time, I guess. Like, he's the fucking Joker, baby. So, the Joker versus Joffrey, starting with you, Clem.
You guys ever seen this? The Dark Knight? It's fucking awesome. It's so fucking good. If I could make all my cases for Joffrey, I'm just going to come back to Heath Ledger, and it's like, I'm just going to have to vote for him. The Joker is such a good villain in all the different, like, mediums that's I think the reason Batman didn't win best villain, best hero in our comic book hero draft is because they're like, it's kind of the Joker runs a couple of his like biggest projects, and he's so fucking evil and good at what he does that it kind of like is like Batman's kind of a bitch, and then we kind of like we wanted to break Robbie's heart too, which was kind of fun. So I'll go Joker because of that.
One vote for the Joker. Tommy,
gonna be tough to get the Joker beat by me. I was Dark Knight, 12-year-old Tommy was obsessed with the Joker. Went as him for Halloween, memorized his monologue. Let's put a smile on that face.
I was gonna say,
good.
There were so many dudes have cosplayed as the Joker. I think like one in two men have done it at one point in their life.
I think that it's also like he's such a good character. Like you said, that people routinely win Oscars for playing them. And like, I know you could make the argument, oh, maybe it's just not that hard to play the Joker. Or it's like, well, the Joker's that fucking good. He's just that good of a villain. We said realistic, pretty realistic. I mean, obviously a little far-fetched, but doesn't have any superpowers or anything. Just okay. So I will say I'm a Heath Ledger Joker. I hated the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. The Joaquin Phoenix Joker was just a school shooter pussy type. Like he was a guy who got bullied a little bit too much. And then like I like chaotic mastermind Joker, which was more Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, obviously the GOAT. So it's Joker.
Another vote for Joker. I mean, between these two, it's a no brainer. It's the number one fucking villain of all time. Joker for me. Donnie?
Joker for me. The Dark Knight, I think, is still the best theater experience I've had, like, that stuck with me for a while. So yeah, I mean, I'm mainly thinking Heath Ledger, but Jack Nicholson knocked it out the park too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's an iconic villain. I mean, even today, like, people say that Kelsey Plum looks like Jack Nicholson's Joker. Like,
it's, I never heard that, but
you haven't heard that?
No, but I see it.
Like, the Joker is iconic. I mean, Heath Ledger's performance was forever ago, but you still see those memes popping up all over the place. Some people just like to watch the world burn. I think that kind of sums them up. Like, it's very mysterious. You never really know why the Joker is doing what he's doing. He's just wants absolute chaos and, yeah, wants to watch the world burn. So, going with him.
Joker.
Kelsey Plum. Looks like the Jack Nicholson Joker without the makeup on. Holy shit.
That's crazy.
Does she lean into that? I'm sure she's
not a fan of those comparisons.
Yeah, it's the Joker.
It's the Joker. Not much to say.
Have you ever seen the college dorm footage of, like, the cool jock roommate walking in on like the weird quiet kid mid Joker?
No.
It's unbelievable.
What would I look up? Dorm room Joker? Joker caught in the act.
Oh, no. It's so painful and funny to watch.
I wonder if we can just... Oh, my God. Oh, well, let's see if I can just share screen on this.
You don't have to... I wouldn't play it, but I would recommend going to watch it on your free time.
I just see him, he's looking into the camera in full makeup as his roommate just paces behind him like, what are you doing? That's rough. That's a tough scene. So again, the Joker is going to get a clean sweep going into the next round. Before we get to the other side of the bracket, let's talk about Blue Chew. Shout out to our good friends over at Blue Chew. Guys, enter the room. They have, again, whenever you do the ad, I'll give you a little warning. It's about 18,000 puns you're about to run into right now.
Yep.
Enter the room, dick first. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It is a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Tommy's going to need this while he is... pounding down the drinks at the shore this weekend.
Yeah.
Is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. This ain't a supplement. It is an erection resurrection. Guys, this isn't about performance. It's about legacy or third legacy. Give our group chat something to talk about.
Like
you
that know,
one. When you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. We have a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code BRACKET at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. I don't know if any of you were on this one, but I think like two episodes ago we had Nikki Smokes on, and like I made a joke like, yeah, Nikki Smokes probably used Blue Chew. And he's just like, he went on like a 5-minute endorsement rant that I had to cut all of because it was the least brand safe.
Okay.
Least brand safe thing I'd ever heard in my entire life.
Well, yep. No, he like, came up, he came up and asked me for Blue Chew. I don't know. He just assumed I had some and was like, yo, I need some for the shore. I can't be going soft on the ladies down there.
Dude, it's weird. Cause I felt bad. Cause like this, he was in spirit. He was right. I'm like, you're helping out. You're giving us an endorsement for the brand. That's great. Like just use your brain a little here. Although that might have been a lot to ask. So now we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed, this might be, I don't know if it's considered technically kind of cheating a little bit, but it isn't, I don't think. Jigsaw. Do you guys think that's a fair villain to add into this list?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remind me, Jigsaw?
Like Saw. From Saw.
Oh, yeah. Like, the guy with the fucking shit on his face.
It's the guy that also controls the little doll and the tricycle.
Yeah, with the red circles.
Yeah,
but then we're also talking about the man behind the doll, right?
Yes, whose name I wrote down somewhere. It is John Kramer. Okay. So it is John Kramer you could kind of make your own arguments about whether he's not really, but like the sort of like morality of what he's doing because he goes after bad people. But it's bad. He's a bad guy. He's a villain.
Bad.
So, Jigsaw is going up against the number 6 seed, which is Thanos. Thanos making his way in here. And this is another one, the questionable the motivations are there where it's like he's trying to do a good thing technically. It's just the way he's going about it is wrong. So a battle of three-dimensional villains, I would say that Thanos is way more three-dimensional than Saw in this case because Thanos isn't like putting people in like machines that throw hammers at their dicks until they die or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he's a little bit more like snap a finger, you disappear forever. So let's start with you this time, Clem. Jigsaw versus Thanos.
My guy, the big purple guy, fucking big old nerd. That's a fucking movie quality one. I mean, I don't think he's wrong. I just don't think his plan had enough time to come to fruition. There's going to be bumps in any like big change. It does come up when it's like all living creatures disappeared. So then it's like you're talking dogs or you're talking, you know, grandmas, people in planes and all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, if it went 5 years forward in event in Endgame.
Yeah.
Give me 50 years and then let's see what happens. And I'm telling you, I think it would have worked out for the best. A great villain is when you can see both sides of what he's doing. And there's a little bit of gray into the matter, which is why it's the big man. It's Thanos. He also beat the fuck out of the Hulk without using any of the stones. He just is like he's a good fighter. He's a leader. He wins. He beat the Avengers one on 100. Yeah. So, yeah. I think Thanos is the man.
Let me ask this actually, KB, how much do you know about Thanos?
Little to nothing. I know the name well, though.
So his whole motivation is that, like, he thinks the world is the resources of the universe are finite. So he collects these things, the Infinity Stones. Where
I know that. Yeah.
Basically, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, he's
like Thunberg.
Go Terry.
Very yeah. like yeah.
Purple Thunberg.
But yeah, so he wants to get rid of half of all living things in the universe, so that they can all prosper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. instead of starving and overpopulating and dying out. Yeah. Which, but the big question that always comes with that is like, you can also just snap your fingers and make there more resources of whatever kind you want. So there's multiple levels.
Great point.
Yeah,
he's kind of like the anti Elon Musk, because Elon Musk is like, come on, guys, you got to have more kids. You have more kids, we're gonna like have population collapse soon.
He is obsessed with having kids. He's had like 18 in vitro children. It's insane.
Yeah.
So one vote for Thanos, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Thanos. I mean, again, if I'm going realistic, obviously it's like creep murderer Saw, but Thanos is fucking Thanos. Like, he, you know, obviously. Some could say, you know, he benefits by the fact of being a part of the biggest like movie franchise ever. But he was the big bad villain, like the literal end game villain in like the biggest superhero, biggest movies ever. I'll throw my boy a vote.
I'm throwing a vote. So two for Thanos. I would go actually with Jigsaw, only because I think Jigsaw is scarier. I think he's like, you go to sleep when and you wake up in a room with like a thing around your fucking ankle and you got to saw your leg off because you had unpaid parking tickets. That's like horrifying to me. Like, that to me is scary.
Bad guy.
Than like Thanos just going and I disappear forever. No pain, no nothing. I think that it is scarier what Jigsaw does. So I'd go with Jigsaw. How about you, Donnie?
You kind of convinced me. Yeah. At first I was thinking Thanos just because he's, I think, the only comic book movie villain where at the end of the movie, he's won. You know, the first Avengers Infinity War. I can't think of another one where the villain just wins at the end. And I thought that was awesome that they did that. But yeah, when like bringing it back to Jigsaw, just like that's my, yeah, like that freaks me out. Just the fact it's like, how can you maximize the most pain? Like we're just going to like torture you in the most unimaginable ways possible. And it's like, dude, if some guy just wants to come up and like shoot me in the back of the head, so be it. But if some guy's going to put me in some convoluted trap where
Goldberg machine of pain. Like.
Yeah, that is hands down my worst nightmare. So yeah, that shit always used to freak me out. And like, even though the first movie was great, a lot of the sequels sucked. And I haven't seen the sequels. I will sometimes just go onto YouTube and just like watch the traps because of like how fucked up it is. I just have morbid curiosity.
Mm-hmm. So we are 2-2 right now, KB. You're going to break it.
Yeah, Jigsaw is right up there with Anton Chigurh with characters who like truly spooked me beyond the screen. I don't know how well like the Saw movies are have aged, but I think they're like, especially the first one, it's pretty conceptually unique and awesome. And the character and the acting was haunting, but also you kind of like sympathized with him in a way. So
he's kind of like Walter White, right? Because he's dying of cancer, and then like he's like, this is what I have to do before I die.
Phenomenal twist at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Great soundtrack too. When it's like dun 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 dun. It's good soundtrack.
Watch it again.
Is he torturing people that like who are the people he targets in the first movie? Is it people like that didn't approve his cancer treatment or something, like insurance execs?
It was like Carrie. I remember the actor. I forget exactly why he was targeted.
You get Shaq and Dr. Phil in Scary Movie 4.
You do. You sure? And when he has to hit a free throw in order to get out of the machine, I think, right?
That's pretty fucking.
That's good stuff. Man. That's good, clean fun.
Good stuff.
It's a Sacramento Kings fan.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to remember. He was paid to spy on him. There was something like that. Yeah, but like he was like, there's people who are having an affair on their wife, and he would shackle them up, manacle them to a fucking radiator, and make them cut limbs off. Like that's maybe
kinda
a little.
Like a, kind of like Kevin Spacey in Seven.
Yeah. Which one are you going with, KB?
Jigsaw, just because I don't know enough about Thanos.
Jigsaw, going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 4 seed. The 3 seed, another one, if you're looking for ones who are most submitted, it's definitely up there. It's Voldemort, who is essentially like Wizard Hitler. All he wants to do is make a pure wizard society. He doesn't care how many people he needs to kill to do it, including the movies of Harry Potter. You know, fucking all-time kids franchise. It opens with this guy going in, breaking into this house, murdering a mother and father, and then going to kill a kid. And like that's how you're introduced to Voldemort. Mm-hmm. Like that's how evil this motherfucker is. And he gets literally played by a guy who was most famous for playing a Nazi in Ralph Fiennes, who played one in Schindler's List. And he's just, I mean, it's an all-time great character. Looks like a literal snake. Like he's all-time great villain. And he's going up against a 14 seed, another British guy who I didn't mean to do this, but he was played by an actor who was also in Harry Potter. And I wonder how many people here have seen the movie The Patriot.
Yes.
Yeah.
The English guy from The Patriot, Colonel Tavington, which is what makes this a little hard, is the fact that Colonel Tavington, maybe not a household name, but when you watch The Patriot, you're like, that English guy is the most evil motherfucker I've ever seen. My God, what a good villain he was in that. Kills, if for those that hadn't seen, he kills, like, it's in the Revolutionary War, and he's an English colonel. He kills one of Mel Gibson's sons, so Mel Gibson joins the Revolution. He then kills another one of Mel Gibson's sons and gets away with it. And then they fight again at the end, and they duel it out, and Mel Gibson kills him. So, but a great, great villain, all-timer. So Colonel Tavington versus Voldemort, and the guy played Colonel Tavington, Jason Isaacs, played Lucius Malfoy in Harry Potter.
Oh.
Just, out there. Just a little connection. Didn't mean it to be that way. So Voldemort versus Tavington. Let's start with you, KB.
I can't speak on Tavington, but it's, you know, it's got to be Voldemort. Again, kind of like Palpatine to me. You know Voldemort, the name, it's, you know, the face. What more can I say?
Mm-hmm. So one vote for Voldemort. Donnie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Voldemort. I think they could have made him even scarier if you look at the concept art of what he was going to look like in the movies.
Horrifying.
Even freakier. Just way more iconic. Like I knew about the bad guy in The Patriot, but I did not even know his name. And he was very hateable, but it's like, he's also made up. I mean, all these guys are made up, but he's not based on like, you know, an actual, yeah. He's a fictional villain in like a non-fictional movie. So I'm going Voldemort.
Yeah, another vote for Voldemort. Between these two, I wanted to include Tavington. I just had to throw him in there because he is an all-time great villain to me. But Voldemort is just, that's like one of the top echelon guys. So I'll go with Voldemort. Tommy?
I mean, if Voldemort includes his young teenage self, Tom Riddle, then it's Voldemort. Sure. I've talked about this before.
That's right.
It was Tom Riddle. Voldemort didn't scare me. Tom Riddle, that creep, that absolute slimeball high schooler. That's what like 7-year-old Tommy was. I was afraid he was in my closet, not Lord Voldemort. I just found that pale face very off-putting. So I'll go with Voldemort.
Voldemort getting all the votes. What do you think, Clem?
I love to give Tavington a vote. Is that his name? Tavington? Just because he is a motherfucker. He has that fucking British fucking condescending dickhead to him. But Voldemort, what do they call him? He who shall not be named or something like that?
Can't
like,
even say his name.
That's fucking villain shit right there. So that gets my vote.
Voldemort is going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. We mentioned we had another Game of Thrones actor on here, or character on here. It's Ramsay Bolton. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ramsay Bolton, one of the all-time great TV villains. So you're right up there with Gustavo Fring, in my opinion. Just absolutely sadistic little...
I thought you were going to go with Cersei.
You could, but like, it's
like Ramsay all day.
No, yeah. It is Ramsay, but I just didn't think of him earlier.
Yeah, it's direct versus indirect, I think. You know what I mean? Like, he's like chopping people's dicks off. Like, he's one of the worst, just disgusting freaks ever. And like, also among many other terrible crimes. And he's going up against number 7 seed, one of the great sci-fi villains. And another one who was submitted a lot by the people, in Agent Smith from The Matrix, played by Hugh something. I forget his name. But yeah, so that Agent Smith, just an evil computer program going after Neo, just shit talks him at every single turn. Also kind of goes rogue a little bit. But he is also a very scary character, especially once he starts multiplying himself, which isn't great. So Ramsay Bolton versus Agent Smith. Start with you, Clem.
It's interesting. Agent Smith, pretty badass powers and stuff. He's basically like invincible or pretty invincible in his own right. However, I always gave him a little bit of a pass because it just feels like that's what he's programmed to do, is to kind of keep everything in line. He's almost like just a fucking just giant rule protector in the Matrix. Where Ramsay Bolton, like, if he was just doing his duty, I could be like, all right, sick, twisted fuck. I mean, we've talked about, you said the dick chopping dicks off. And granted, like, Theon was... like, I remember, like, Theon is so fucked up. He, like, just destroyed the whole Starks himself, basically. He fucked them so good, and that's the reason why everything falls apart. Flays people alive, which is, like, skins them alive. That's what they do to their, like, victims or whatever. He's a war criminal, essentially. And, like, we talk about eating people. I guarantee you that guy has eaten multiple humans, young, old, friends, family probably included. He's just a sick, twisted fuck. You can almost make the case he's so sick and twisted he's not a villain. He's like mentally ill and needs help. So I think because of that, I think Agent Smith colors within the lines, where this guy just doesn't. He eats the paper. He doesn't even color inside the line. So I'll go Bolton. Killed his own dad, stepdad or whatever, or half dad, or it's his dad.
He's full dad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Full dad, but he kills his half brother. He lets his half brother and stepmom get eaten alive by dogs.
And kills the kid, right? He hits him with the bow and arrow when he's running back to John. Kills one of the, I think it's Rickon.
Rickon.
That whole battle of the bastards was like a fucking, you're holding your breath the entire time. And he does a lot of fuck. He kills the giant as well, 1-1 when he goes through the gate. So a lot of just awful, wretched shit that dude did for way too long. He unleashed the dogs on people. Sansa, we didn't get to the Sansa stuff. We said we're not going to bring up that kind of stuff on the pod. So,
yeah.
Bolton.
Bad guy. Tommy.
Bad guy.
Did he hook up with Sansa?
One way to put it.
Not the way I would put it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen The Matrix, but I have seen Ramsay Bolton's work, and he's got a hell of a mixtape of just being an awful person. I do agree. It is actually impressive to Game of Thrones that you thought there was no way you'd hate someone more than you hated Joffrey, and then they bring Ramsay Bolton out. So I'm going to go with Ramsay.
He also, I think that actor tried out for the role of Jon Snow. And I think that Kit Harington tried out for Ramsay Bolton, but like they flipped it, which I think good, because I can't to picture Kit Harington as Ramsay. And that guy was so good as Ramsay Bolton. So I'd go with Ramsay Bolton as well. The more we talk about it, man, he's just an evil, sadistic freak. Like, Agent Smith wants to end all of humanity, which is bad. But Ramsay Bolton is just more directly hands-on evil, and that really fucks me up. So I'm going to go 3 for Ramsay. Donnie?
I mean, love Agent Smith, Matrix. At least the first one is one of the best sci-fi movies of all time. But I got to go Ramsay Bolton. And I think the thing that makes him so much worse is that most sadistic fucks in movies, they're bad, and then they get what's coming to them pretty fast. But I feel like Ramsay Bolton, like, was quote-unquote winning for like a while until he finally, you know, got dealt with. And that was just like brutal to watch. Clem mentioned flaying. I can't believe they actually, like, they used to do that to people.
Just
tear off your skin while you're alive. That's like, I just can't believe like humans have the capacity to do that to other humans. But yeah, it's going to be Ramsay Bolton.
Mm-hmm. Another one for Ramsay, KB.
Yeah, you guys did a good job. That's I'm gotta be Ramsay Bolton.
Mm-hmm. Ramsey Bolton's going to move on. Now we have the last matchup, which is the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 15 seed is, I wanted to get him in here because I think he's probably, outside of Thanos, the best of the Marvel villains. Killmonger is awesome. And Black Panther, I think a huge reason Black Panther was successful is Killmonger is fucking expertly played by Michael B. Jordan. Cool character, great motivations. Also, just like just a really solid villain that gets a cool arc where he wins and he dies, and you don't actually want him to die. He's a compelling character, which I like. I mean, he's not like a sadistic freak like Ramsey Bolton, but he's just a good villain. So I'm gonna give him and have him go up against number 2 seed. Put him up against a fucking grinder. I didn't mean to do this. It's the last one on the list here. It's Darth Vader. It's Darth Vader. Another guy though, you could say complicated motivations for sure. Like the first half of his story, or so to speak, like he's a good guy trying to do everything he can do the right thing. And he just gets frustrated by it all and kind of just turns into Hitler a little bit, which isn't great, and kills a bunch of kids and others. So Darth Vader versus Killmonger, starting with you, KB. I'm assuming you at least definitely know the story of Vader.
Not the story, but in the pantheon of villains, Darth Vader springs to mind as soon as I think of, you know, fictional bad guys. I know his impact on the world. And I got to go Darth Vader.
One vote for DV. Oh, no, not that's to say that. Just Darth Vader. Donnie.
DV.
Didn't mean that.
Yeah, I mean, you could... Actually, both villains, you can kind of... both villains kind of have a redemption arc, right? Would you say?
In a way, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want the Star Wars nerds coming after me. It's got to be Darth Vader. Just that's like one of the first things that comes to mind when you're thinking villains. And yeah, he was still complex. You know, he wasn't just like bad for badness sake. They at least tried to explain his motivations in the prequels. Yeah, he finally comes to his senses when it's too late, but it's got to be Vader.
Yep. No question.
Yeah, that scene at the end of Rogue One where he comes down the hall and just like murks everybody, that was like one of the more menacing scenes I've seen.
Yep. I gotta go with Vader as well for all the reasons you just said. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats. One of the best to ever do it. Voiced by the RIP in peace. Incomparable James Earl Jones. Great voice. So 3 votes for Vader. Tommy?
Yeah, I've seen Black Panther. I don't remember... I do remember thinking Michael B. Jordan was a good villain, but I'm not a Star Wars guy, but I know Darth Vader. Like, everyone knows Darth Vader. The black mask, it's... I think literally if you said... Like, he's a synonym for evil, essentially, which, you know, that gets my vote.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were to describe, like, when people want to describe someone as, like, the worst person and they don't want to say Hitler, they'll say, like, a Vader. You know what I mean? People run a Vader like that. So another one for Vader, Clem.
It's the suit. It's the voice and the fucking song. Bom, bom, bom. Yeah. All those are...
Oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah. Yep.
The song. It's Vader. So Vader is going to move on. Now let's run through our playoffs. First up, we have Hans Gruber versus Anton Chigurh. Starting with you, Clem. Tough one.
I'll go with Gruber. I think it's going to be a beatdown, but for all the reasons that I think he's the heady guy. Anton's the more physical guy. So I'll go with the mental side of things here.
One vote for Gruber. Tommy.
Yeah, I got to go Anton. I hate to do it to Clem as a new diehard fan, but he's just, you know, like, Hans Gruber, he's doing his work in one building. You know, Anton he's crossing states and countries, right? Like he's wreaking havoc everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with Anton as well. He's horrifying. Horrifying. I'm much more scared of what Anton would do than what Hans Gruber would do, if that makes sense. So I'll go 2 for Anton. Donnie?
Yeah, like I got to go Anton because under different circumstances, I'd be down to grab a beer with Hans Gruber, but I would not want to grab a beer with Anton.
Bad hang. Definitely a really bad hang.
Yes. Yeah.
Good stories, probably, but...
I feel like you're one step away from him killing you at any given moment. Hans Gruber, if as long as you're in a public place, I don't think Hans Gruber is going to try to kill you. And that's good.
Yeah, like maybe me and Hans could like rob a liquor store or something. It'd be fun.
Yeah. We're all, or you could skip out on a bill in Miami like that. Yeah. Do some other nefarious crime.
Yeah.
KB.
Yeah, Chigurh, the perfect villain. And I think it says something. I think the scariest, most tense scenes in the movie are when he's not even committing any violence, like him in the gas station,
just talking to the guy.
A true villain. Yeah.
Yeah. So now
can I just give a little shout out to my boy Gruber, who absolutely did get his hands dirty, put Takagi to fucking bed, took some other guys down, was willing just to exchange all those lives. But yeah, I knew it was coming his way.
So now, KB, you're going to go first on this one. It is the Joker versus Hannibal Lecter. Very interesting kind of comp here, as far as like
So Lecter was the 90s, or was he early 90s?
Yeah, he was 90.
He swept the 90s.
92?
Joker swept the 10s and beyond. It's got to be the Joker.
The Joker was present in the 90s too, right?
I think it's a good matchup.
Yeah, he was in like the cartoons and stuff, and obviously the Joker was around all the way back in like the 60s, Adam Smith show and all that. But he had two psychopath murderer people. So Joker versus Hannibal Lecter, what do you think, KB?
I'm going the Joker, yeah.
One vote for the Joker. Donnie?
Going the Joker as well. I mean, I wouldn't put eating people past the Joker. I'm sure you could find a comic where the Joker is eating someone. Who knows? Yeah, it's the Joker.
Between these two, I think it's actually very hard. A lot harder than I thought it would be, between a 1 and a 9 seed. But, I mean, it's got to be the Joker. Like, he's had like 70 years of dominance in the pop culture landscape as being the number one villain. So I just got to go with the Joker. Tommy.
Joker. I said, it's going to be hard to beat the Joker for me. Hannibal Lecter, he gives him a game, but Joker ain't losing.
Glenn.
So I just looked this up in the Emperor Joker timeline. I don't know what that means. He gets reality warping powers. He eats the entire population of China to make a joke about Chinese food. He's so much more badass than Hannibal. Hannibal would never do that. So it got to be the Joker, baby.
Oh, shit. That's great. Joker is going to move on. So then to go into the finals, Joker versus Anton Chigurh, starting with you, Clem.
I love Chigurh. I feel like I had only voting against him a couple. I think I even voted against him with the Terminator just to give Terminator some love. This is the thing about the Joker for me, though. I talk to Robbie a lot, and Robbie tells me a lot of the shit in the comic books the Joker has done. I think it's called The Killing Joke, is like a series that he does. I think he kills Robin's parents, or he does some fucked up shit. Commissioner Gordon, he might kill his wife. Like, he's killing family members of people, which, I mean, Chigurh has definitely done as well. The breaking the pool cues in half is like choose, like, that was great. The making the pencil disappear. I'm going back to Dark Knight. I'm going to go watch Dark Knight as soon as we finish this now. So I'll go Joker, even though I think it's a beatdown either way.
Also, Injustice storyline, when he tricks Superman into killing pregnant Lois Lane, like, who's pregnant with his child, which sparks off like Superman turning evil.
That's fucked.
Jeez, that's fucked up.
Yeah, Superman, and then Superman goes like fully evil, killing criminals, like becomes a dictator of the planet. Like, it's crazy. So one vote for the Joker, Tommy.
Joker, like I said, it maybe it's the 12-year-old boy dressed up as Joker for Halloween for me, but if you just think villain, you're thinking of Heath Ledger, you're thinking of the face paint, the green hair, the purple. A good name too, Joker.
Yeah, very disarming.
It's also like, I really like something I like about the Joker is that his origin story isn't really that clear. Like, I think there's different takes on it in like different comics, but he's almost like he just popped out being evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very very complicated character, Arthur Fleck, right? So two votes for the Joker. I think it really comes down to like, to me, like, they're very equal levels right now. And I think the one thing that I'll take Joker over the top is the fact that he's like a household name. Like, Anton Chigurh is not. And that is, for better or worse, I'll give that the win to Joker for that. Donnie?
Yeah, same reasoning as you. Joker's in multiple movies, books, TV shows, and Anton's just got one movie. Maybe if they make an extended cinematic universe based on Anton, like, he'd have a chance, but nope. It's Joker.
Ooh, who could play?
Right. I'm saying that that's kind of a big advantage that the Joker has like an entire cinematic and comic book universe with so many different iterations of him. There's only one Anton Chigurh in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went by like, if you isolated it to one movie each, which Joker would you go?
Dark Knight, me at least.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird. It is weird that, like, to me, it's that. And there was a movie just about Joker called Joker, but it's somehow at the same time, The Dark Knight is more the Joker's movie than Batman's. You know what I mean? Like, that's it.
Yeah. Hey, it proves they almost need each other.
Yeah, they sure do. So the Joker, another vote, is going to move on to the finals. On the other side, we have first up Voldemort versus Jigsaw. Interesting. A fantasy versus a more grounded one, I guess, starting with you, KB.
Wait, Jigsaw beat Thanos?
Jigsaw did beat Thanos, yeah.
Wow.
I loved Jigsaw, and I don't know if Voldemort ever really evoked fear in me. I always associate him with like a children's wizard movie. Iconic imagery and name, but I prefer Jigsaw as a villain.
One vote for Jigsaw, Donnie.
Yeah, if this was Thanos versus Voldemort, Thanos would destroy Voldemort, but I don't know. I'm just, like Voldemort never scared me really. He is iconic. Jigsaw, at least the first movie, did scare me. I was reading up on his motivations. They're kind of don't make a lot of sense. He's dying of cancer and he's like, I didn't live my life to the fullest. So I'm going to like bring these people to the brink of death. So then they like stop taking their life for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there might be an easier way to do that.
Yeah, got to be a middle ground.
Like a TED Talk or something.
But just those traps just scared the living shit out of me the first time I saw the movie. So I'll go Jigsaw.
It's kind of a household argument goes the other way this time, where I think Voldemort is more of a household name, but Jigsaw is way scarier, way more villainous, I think. I think Voldemort also wanted to take over the planet and just get rid of the non-magic people like the Muggles, but I don't know. I got to refresh myself. But I'm going to go with Jigsaw. I think Jigsaw is like a scarier villain in as far as like it being applicable to a real-world setting. So all Jigsaw right now, Tommy?
Yeah, Jigsaw. Tom Riddle's, he did scare me, but I think I just was more creeped out by him. Jigsaw, I do remember watching Saw first time in like high school and really being quite afraid to go to sleep that night. I mean, you know, the motives, while questionable, at least, you know, it's the iconic face mask. I'm going Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, Clem.
Would Voldemort for fun? I've only seen the first one. It's been years since that. Would Voldemort for fun maybe do some of that Jigsaw shit to people?
Definitely.
Or just, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what he was about.
And he was about wizard supremacy, very similar to Hitler.
Yeah, it's just tough when you have like a magic hat. And
I don't think he wore a magic
hat. Does he have a hat?
No.
No, like when there's when you're in a universe where there's like
got a fucking
magic
broom.
Hats and cars and trees, it's like, all right, what if.
He spent most of his time like torturing a little teenage boy named
that's what he did.
An 11-year-old,
just had beef with a teen, a preteen,
who he later loses to, I would imagine. Right?
He does lose to Harry Potter in the end. Yeah,
we'll go with Jigsaw.
Jigsaw is going to move on now. I actually think this is an interesting matchup: Ramsay Bolton versus Darth Vader, because it's like who's more pure evil. Although that's not, I guess, technically the question. It's like who's the better villain. Who's more pure? But like Ramsay for sure, in my opinion. But man, it's tough because Vader just has the icon. Like he's an icon. So starting with you, Clem, Vader versus Ramsay Bolton.
Just trying to like almost figure out a way just so I could vote for Vader. I actually have a Vader shirt on. I didn't even realize. I was like, oh shit, I got my guy. Again, the suit, the voice, the song, the Rogue One scene. Like that's the only time we've seen like prime Vader really and with the suit. And then we see him obviously get cut in half and he loses everything before then. Oh, by the way, like you mentioned quickly, Ken Jack, he killed a bunch of kids. Like that's just fucked.
Sure did.
Younglings. So I think that kind of puts, I'll guarantee
He didn't even like build up to that too, which is crazy. Like he was killing kids the day he turned evil. You know what I mean? Yep. Like it wasn't like that was like, oh, he became so jaded over the years of being a villain. Like day one, he went full, like murdered a room full of kids.
He went from just, I'm going to kill my first good guy to I'm going to start killing good kids. Same hour, maybe. I mean, based on that alone. And like, you look at back the Empire, they just take over the entire galaxy and everyone's fucked, which is why the Emperor could have probably have won his matchup looking back now. Like he takes this like pretty, you know, times are a little tough. Politics are weird. And he just completely makes it like he is the top of the galaxy. It's incredible. But he needs Vader to get there. Vader has the Force and lightsabers. So all that shit, like if Ramsay Bolton had a lightsaber, maybe. He really didn't get that many wins though in the long run. He doesn't even beat Jon Snow in the Battle of the Bastards. So because of that, Vader had his time on top. So I'll go Vader.
One vote for Vader, Tommy.
I mean, it's tough because I obviously know the lore, but I haven't seen Star Wars. I did see Game of Thrones, and my God, I hated Ramsay Bolton. So I feel bad. Like I'm sure if I saw Star Wars, I might say Darth Vader, but I'll go with my own knowledge and I'll go Ramsay Bolton.
So like between these two, the more I was initially thinking I was going to go with Ramsay Bolton, but like the more I talk about it, like he really did, like Vader genocided big time. Like he was not he had complicated motivations for sure. Like early on when like his mom gets killed, his wife, although he technically kills his wife, like and thought he killed his kids. Like he thought it was like other people that were, it was going to happen regardless. And he was trying to stop that. Like it's way more complicated than Ramsay, who's just one dimensional evil. But yes, I just got to go with Vader, man. I mean, day one, killing the classroom full of kids is just, that's you're a pure evil dude. And it is crazy that the guy that did that got a redemption story. So 2-1 right now in favor of Vader. Donnie.
I mean, I think Vader probably deserves to win, but I'm going to go with Ramsay Bolton. Because you kind of like Vader by the end of the original trilogy. When he's like apologizing to his son and takes off the mask, just got, just got twisted by Palpatine. So I think Palpatine's like, you know, he's the real villain. He kind of like, you know, played Vader like a, what's the,
like a fiddle?
Yes. Played him like a fiddle.
Yeah, sure did.
He was just like, he was the puppet master and he just, you know, was pulling the strings on Vader. So I'll go Ramsay Bolton just off of like, you know, how much hate he was able to generate.
Mm-hmm. 2-2 right now. KB, you're going to break the vote.
I want to go Vader because of how iconic he is, but that would kind of contradict my argument against Voldemort. But I do feel like I remember Vader being legitimately spooky.
Well, black on black on black with the mask, yeah, and breathing.
The musical stylings, the breathing.
Does it make him a little less scary, though, that you can't see his face?
I don't think so.
Ramsay Bolton, you're looking in his eyes and seeing evil. Darth Vader, it's like, I think it's a cool Halloween costume.
Kind of a cheek. Yeah.
I think
it's like
yeah.
7 feet tall, though, too, which helps.
Yeah,
he
is like seven
feet
tall.
Oh.
Cybernetic limbs.
And it's because, he's not born 7 feet tall, but when they fucking stick him with all the robot shit, it just, they're like, let's just make this guy huge now because he's in a fucking outfit.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Hayden Christensen kind of hurts Vegas's, Vader's legacy? Just with like how so many people.
Because they're almost different characters, right? Where it's like the Anakin is so different to me than Vader, you know? They're kind of like separate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So what are you thinking right now?
I'm gonna go Vader, but you guys did an incredible job pitching Ramsay Bolton as the most vile child or man.
Young man.
Shout out to him. I'm gonna go Vader.
I feel like the books they were all like children, but they had to age them up because a lot of that shit would have been really weird to see kids doing on screen in Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So Ramsay Bolton. Like, what would you guys say you cheered for more? Ramsay Bolton's death? I think by Vader, it softened up by the end and he became so iconic. You wanted him to be good, or Ramsay Bolton was so purely evil. I think I still cheered for Joffrey's death more because we were with him longer, you know? I don't know which, mm-hmm. but like when Ramsey died, that was like your team just won a playoff game and you go to bed. You just had that good warm feeling in your stomach.
They did a good job of both of their deaths too, where like they kind of primed you up and making you hate them a lot more. Like Joffrey had just like poured the wine on Tyrion's head and shit talked him and be like, you're a little bitch, blah, blah, blah. And then obviously Ramsey had just killed Rickon. So like you just, you're kind of, you're really geared up for them to die. So they did a good job with that. Shame what happened.
So were you guys like so emotionally invested in Game of Thrones where like you legitimately celebrated this character's death?
Oh, I was way too involved. I didn't sit. Yeah. I would stand for an hour. Like, again, it was a playoff game. And when the Red Wedding happened, I always say the Red Wedding is like turning on the TV at 9 and be like, oh shit, the Giants have a playoff game tonight? I didn't realize it. And then you just are like, I can't believe the season's over. Like, that's the way it felt by the end. Gutted. Just absolutely. It was fucked up. Show should not make you feel like that.
How would you like to go back in time and rewatch it for the first time?
I would say, yeah.
And then tell me to stop watching by like when it fell off the cliff. Yes.
I still think it gets a little overhated at the end. And my thing is always, I don't blame the showrunners as much as I blame that old freak, George R.R.
Correct.
Yes. And they agreed to adapt the series, like make a TV show. They're like, yeah, you'll have all the books done. Like, it's not their fault that like they ran out of source material and were like, well, I don't know what to fucking do now.
Yeah. I'm with you on that for sure. But yeah, but at the same time, it's like if you're a professional, like, were you not planning for this for 10 years? Like, that you may eventually have to write something on your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe vet that. Maybe get that on the plate.
And the book is still not done.
Still not done. No.
Not even close.
It's also like not their fault that Bran ends up on the Iron Throne. Like, that's George R. R. Martin's call.
The what do you call it? The funniest scene. I don't know if you guys have seen Logan Lucky. The movie came out in 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scene in the jail when they're rioting and the prisoners are all asking for the next Game of Thrones book. And they're like, the next one's supposed to come out. And they're like, it's not out yet. He said he's working on it. And they're like, there's no fucking way. It's been 10 years and he's still not, or 20 years at this point, not made a movie or made the new book yet. Still hasn't come out. It's been another.
But on the flip side, the tremendous pressure he had to feel to write an entire, what he had to do, he had to write a book to finish the series.
Yeah.
I think it's two. And he like writes, like he'll explain like every single thing in the room for like 20 pages. It's like, there's a pen on the desk. This pen was created, blah, blah, blah. And he just goes, he's like, I've never read the books, but I heard that's the way he is. So his shit is very thick and dense. So he's never going to do, he's going to die before he does it.
Yeah. I think he's like finally coming to terms with that. Like, he's like, yeah, it's not going to get done.
Mm-hmm. So Darth Vader versus Jigsaw, KB, to go into the finals.
Man, I think the lower quality of the rest of the Saw movies kind of sullies Jigsaw as a villain for me. I don't even remember how was he in the other movies.
I think some of those movies, were bad.
The movies were bad. I think the character is tremendous. The acting is great. But I just don't feel right. It's Darth Vader.
One vote for Darth Vader. Donnie.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vader. I just know like some of those Saw movies got like really bad and very convoluted. I don't even like, I didn't kind of like follow Jigsaw's story through them all, but he has some other accomplices. I don't know. It got a little too weird for me. And whereas like, yeah, so I'm going Vader, you know,
another for Vader, and man, between these two, it's really tough, but I would go for Vader as well. Like, he's not real life scary and he's not like he's weirdly not sadistic. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like a torturer. Like, that's what Jigsaw is doing. I think that's like one of the most evil things you can do. But you can also say one of the most evil things you can do is go after fucking kids. And that I think is so, I think it's gotta be Vader. So
Vader was murdering children.
He was murdering children.
Slaughtering, you said well-behaved children too?
Like Jedi children?
Good kids.
Jedi kids, yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty fucking bad. So all Vader right now. Tommy?
Yeah, I know I voted against him last round because I haven't seen it, but I don't think Jigsaw gave me the same reaction Ramsey Bolton did. And
that's good.
Jigsaw, I know there's a theme song, but I don't remember what it is, and I remember Vader's.
The Empire or the Emperor's March or the Empire March? Forget
Emperor's March. Yankees play it.
Yeah. So right now, to it's going to be Vader, but Clem?
Yeah, you just tell me with the Jigsaw movies. Fun fact, my wife's mom sends her a new Saw movie like every Halloween or whenever they were pumping them out. And my wife's mom is not has no clue what the Saw movies are about. She just heard it was a good horror movie. And my wife's like, my mom sends me those fucked up shit. She has no idea what that I'm new watching.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So how many...
Sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm just
how many Saw movies?
Yeah,
I would guess like at this point 7, maybe 8.
Oh my god! Oh, that's
I was gonna say 6.
There's got to be some stinkers in there.
Mm-hmm. There is Saw.
There is 6 plus a
7, 8, 9, 10. 10 Saw.
Oh, Jigsaw, Too Furious.
Yeah, 10 movies.
Duh, I didn't even think about that.
Saw X was 10 Saw movies.
One of the movies is just called Saw 3D. Is that one like 3D movies where? Taking the nation.
Hey, you got to be thinking.
That might be the. Yeah, then Jigsaw has his own movie. Oh.
Yeah, Spiral. He got his own?
Jigsaw 2017 movie. I don't even remember that.
Not good. That was bad. Spiral was awful. 3D wasn't good.
Vader never had his own movie. That's kind of a tick in Jigsaw's box.
Did not. That's fair. You're going to vote first, Clem. The Joker versus Darth Vader. I think this might be the first time in show history that we've had the one seed up against the two seed in the end, in the finals. It almost, if not, has never happened. It's possible.
I mean, this happened. Is of the rightful matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Clem, you're up first.
I feel like Darth Vader is the epitome of evil in a lot of people's eyes, but I also think that's because Star Wars is so big, not to say that all the Joker stuff isn't big, DC, Batman, whatever. But again, like, I do think Darth Vader does have some good in him, as his son alluded to many a time. Whereas Joker, again, like, you don't even know who he is. And some of the, like, source material, it's like he no one knows who he is. Like, he just came out of the ground, like, pure evil almost. I guess Darth Vader could have been born out of, like, thin air too, right? Immaculate conception kind of a thing on his mom. I also love how the Joker's a little goofy. Like, he's like, take my card, and it's just a Joker card. Like, I just like a guy who is just a little off kilter like that, where Darth Vader's just classically evil. He'd probably be wearing a suit if it was up to him. So I'll go the Joker in an absolute, like, 50. It's a 50-50. Like, I'll just go Joker.
Joker, Tommy?
Joker for me. I said it'd be hard to beat. I mean, again, could my answer be different if I've seen all the Star Wars movies? Maybe, but Dark Knight, so iconic. So Joker.
I think for my vote, it comes down to who I think is more like evil. And that's the Joker. I think he's again, like a sadistic freak that gains joy from hurting people, which I do not think is Darth Vader. I think he's more of like, if anything, reluctant to do most of these things. He thinks he has to do them in order to like save the galaxy or whatever, or save his wife, save his child, save all these things. So I think I got to go with Joker as well. Just a pure freak.
Ken Jack, that's a great point. Because like what he does to Bruce Wayne in Dark Knight, where he gives the two addresses, but they're the reverse addresses just to fuck with him. And he's laughing the whole time. That is some fucking dark, deep shit right there.
Evil, 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 psychotic guy. And the Killing Joke, like you mentioned before, all time fucking psycho shit. Donnie.
Yeah, I think it comes down to like Law and Order Darth Vader versus Agent of Chaos Joker. And I got to go Agent of Chaos. Like that's more my style of villain. Not some big like fascist dude in a like a mech suit like Darth Vader. but yeah, just the Joker, his like origins are very mysterious, which makes it even more creepy. And he doesn't have an ounce of good in him, where Darth Vader, you know, if a few things changed in his life, he could just be, you know, like a solid, upstanding Jedi, like his son.
I mean, the chosen one, but brought balance to the Force.
I thought you were the chosen one.
Yeah. You're the chosen one. So all Joker right now, KB.
So Darth Vader didn't really speak or show a face?
No, he does. Like you see him in the in the prequel movies, you see him grow up from a child to like a mid-20s adult. And then he has a moment which he flips to Darth Vader and turns into a bad guy. And
as a bad guy in the classic costume or whatever, does he have dialogue?
Yeah, he talks a lot.
Okay.
He has James Earl Jones' voice. That's Darth Vader.
Like, you know, like Mufasa, like that really deep baritone voice.
Does the premarital sex count as Darth Vader or Anakin? Because premarital sex is a sin as well.
Definitely yeah, Anakin. Okay.
So wipe that clean. That doesn't count, KB.
America's okay. Sweetheart has no premarital sex, personally.
Mm-hmm. Damn
seems like it, yeah.
So what are you thinking, KB?
Based on gut, I think it's Joker. I think he really nailed, like, expressing evil, like, via body language, word choice. I don't know. You tell me.
No, I mean, I think
facial expressions.
Hey, he had some great facial expressions.
I think that's, yeah. I think
Vader only had one expression.
Right, mm-hmm. I think.
Constantly, killing and torturing people with a giant smile on your face is terrifying.
I think that adds a lot. And, you know, Vader didn't even show a face. So I'm going to go Joker.
Joker, that means that the winner of the bracket, episode 185, Best Fictional Villains, is the Joker. And again, I think the first time that we had a 1 versus 2 seed in the final, and probably the first time where that's ever happened in the 1 seed 1. Like, that is that's very rare.
Well-deserved win.
Yeah. Well-deserved, yep.
Gotta say, very well-earned win.
I think that if, like, based on what I'm reading about that thing about Hannibal Lecter, where Joker ate the entire population of China, I guarantee Joker has done what every villain on this list has done in, like, one of the comic books. Like, he is that evil and good.
Yeah, he's definitely does.
He loves traps like Jigsaw.
Yeah, him, Ken Jack, right? I feel like he's done a lot of sick, twisted shit like that, right?
Very twisted. Like, he gassed a talk. She shot the fucking talk show host in the middle of the thing. Like, he does, like, a lot of evil twists. He loves traps. Like, Rube Goldberg machines is right up his alley for sure.
You mentioned that, like, Joker tricked Superman into eating pregnant, or to killing pregnant Lois Lane or something?
Yeah, he did some sort of, like, I think it was a gas or something to her. Okay. He gave him some sort of, like, hallucinatory thing that made him, when he looked at Lois Lane, he saw Doomsday. So he went after her and, like, threw her into space, and she died.
Oh, man.
Shit. And then he killed his own son.
And then, like, he doesn't find out, like, why it happened. And then Batman's like, it was the Joker. And Superman basically breaks into the jail and puts his hand through the Joker's chest and kills him.
Holy shit.
And, like, rips
him. That's awesome.
Yes.
Dude, and, like, rips him in pieces. And then, like, after that, he becomes, like, I'm no longer, like, a live guy. I'm not, like, no one's going to prison anymore. You do something wrong, you're
is there ever, like, is this only a comic book, or is there a visual?
They do it a little bit in Batman vs. Superman. Dawn of Justice is, like, in a flash forward that Bruce has, like, where you see, like, Superman. It's like
the big, like, the story told in, like, a cartoon or
something. Yeah, they have it in a big cartoon movie, Superman and Justice. I think I could probably send you the link for that. I think it's on Max or something.
That sort of reminds me of one name left off the list, but Eric Cartman, how he tricks that kid into eating his own parent.
He is
Scott
villain.
Tenorman. That's a great one.
Villain.
Fucking Scott Tenorman with the chili. I almost forgot about that. He is a great another great bully. One of the all timers. But so the winner is the Joker. We will see you guys next week. We should have a full crew next week. So back to normal after that. So until then, we will see you guys next episode.